主内弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
那首先呢，要祝贺大家呢，特别在座的母亲们呢，母亲节快乐。
Wish you all happy Mother's Day.
愿神祝福在座的每一位母亲哈。
May God bless every single mother sitting here.
那今天早上呢，我要跟大家分享的一个题目呢，就是。这个看一下 ，OK， 就是说，母亲，你期望的是什么？哈
，So today my sharing topic is mother, what do you hope for？
那我们知道呢，对我们，我想也不只是说对我们中国人呢，我想对所有的父母呢，那我们做父母呢，我们有一个传统哈。
I think for all parents, we have a tradition.
就是我们期望我们的这个儿女哈，将来呢，能够成龙成凤。
We expect our children to get high achievements in their lives.
那能够光宗耀祖啊。
So they can honor their families.
那你想这个传统好不好呢
？Do you think it's a good thing to hope for?
那我想有好的一面，也有不好的。
I think it's both good and bad.
那好的一方面呢，我们说我们对我们的孩子呢有所期望呢。
On a positive side, to have a high expectation for our children.
我们孩子就晓得说他们就会去努力哈。
We'll make our kids understand that they need to work hard.
那他们就不敢的随意的来浪费他们的一生。
So they will not waste their life.Easily.
那但不好的一方面呢，就是说，如果我们对他们的要求哈，对他们的期望太高的话。
However, on the negative side, if we have too high of an expectation for them.
特别我们要他们呢，在各方面呢都精通哈。
Especially if we ask them to be perfect at everything.
要会弹琴。
For example, they need to know how to play the piano.
那学业又要好
，and have perfect grades。
那又会跳舞
，and they should know how to dance。
或者其他等等哈。
Or all the things。
我们没有给我们的孩子这样呢，我们就没有给我们的孩子呢太多自由的空间哈。
This way, we are not giving our children a lot of space of freedom。
那也造成了给孩子很大的这个压力哈。
And we're placing a great pressure on them.
那这对孩子来讲呢，对他们的成长来讲也不是太健康的。
For their growth, it's not that healthy.
所以当我们谈到我们对孩子的期望的时候
，So when we are talking about our expectations for our kids,
有时真的是不是那么容易哈。
It is not all that easy.
我们真的是需要神赐给我们有这个聪明智慧。
We need to get wisdom from God.
能够按照圣经的教导。
So we can teach according to the Bible.
按照我们小孩子的这个能力。
And according to their own abilities.
对他们呢有一个合理的这个期望。
So we can have a reasonable expectation for them.
那今早上呢要来跟大家看圣经中的一位的这个母亲。
This morning we'll be looking to this mother in the Bible.
那他跟我们所有在座的母亲一样，对他的孩子呢也有一个极大的期望。
Like all the mothers here, she had a very high expectation for her children.
那他的名字就叫萨罗米。
Her name is Salome.
那么他是谁呢
？Who is she？
他是西比泰的这个夫人哈，也就是雅各和约翰的这个母亲。
She's the wife of Zebedee and a mother of James and John.
那刚才我们已经读了那这个经文哈。
We already read the scripture.
那我们就不再读了 ，OK?
So we will skip it for now.
那当你刚才当我们读完这段经文的时候呢，我不晓得说你有怎样的这个感受哈。
Upon reading the scripture, I don't know how you feel.
就是说你对这个萨罗米或者西比泰的这个夫人哈，雅各和这个约翰的这个母亲有这样的一个感受哈。
What do you think of the wife of Zebedee.
那可能我们会觉得说她是一个很自私的人哈。
Maybe we will think she's very selfish.
因为呢，她要什么？她的孩子呢？一个坐在主的右边，一个坐在什么？主的这个左边哈。
Because she asked for one of her son to be at the Lord's right hand side and the other at the left.
那把最好的位置呢都霸占了。
Taking the best seats.
其实我想呢，我们每一位做母亲的有时候也像她一样哈。
But I think all mothers think alike. In this sense.
我们都会围着我们孩子要求是最好的。
We want to hope for the best for our children.
所以呢，我们我想呢，今天呢，这个对这个萨罗米或者这个西比泰的这个夫人呢，我们有一些可以学习的地方。
So I think today we can learn some things from Salome.
那第一呢，就是说我们看到说他愿意的让他的孩子来跟随主耶稣基督。
The first thing we can see is she's willing to let her children follow Jesus.
我们知道他两个儿子呢，原本是帮助他们的父亲捕鱼的，后来蒙主的呼召呢，他们就跟随了主。
We knew that her two sons were helping out their father catching fish, and then upon calling from Jesus, they dropped everything and followed Jesus.
Okay, 在这个马太福音呢第四章那里记载说，从那里往前走，又看见弟兄二人，就是西比泰的儿子雅各和他的兄弟约翰，同他们的父亲呢西比泰在船上捕网，耶稣就呼召他们，他们立刻舍了船，别的父亲跟从了耶稣。
In Matthew chapter 4, it says, going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him.
那我们可以想象一下。
We can imagine.
在当天晚上呢，当这个西比泰呢，他回到家中的时候。
That evening when Zebedee went back home.
跟他的这个夫人，跟他太太讲哈，我们的两个儿子啊，雅各和这个约翰呢，都跟从了这个耶稣呢。从此呢，他们再不会呢，帮我一起捕鱼啊。
And told Zebedee's wife that our sons James and John followed Jesus, so they will not help us catching fish anymore.
你想当这个他的太太哈，就是萨罗米呢，听了这个他的先生所讲的，他会有怎样的反应呢？
So what do you think Salome would react upon hearing this?
我想呢，可能他们就会谈论到说，就是第一呢，可能就是说，跟随耶稣有前途吗？
So I think they might discuss, is there a future in following Jesus?
那第二呢，可能他们也会想到说，哎呀，少了这两个孩子的帮忙，我们以后的生活怎样度过呢？
And secondly, they might also think about, without the help of those two sons, how will they live their life?
我想呢，假使是我们的话，我们可能如果是现今的我们哈，我们也会想到这些问题哈。
I think for us today, we will be thinking the same questions.
就是说如果我们的孩子呢，他要先生他要说他要去读神学院做牧师传道或者做宣教士哈。
If our children come to us and say they are going to study in the seminary and become a pastor or missionary in the future,
我们会想到说，哎呀，他们有做这些有没有前途哈。
We may think that will they make a living in doing this?
或者说，哎呀，他们当然呢，少了这他们两个人哈，我们以后的生活怎样哈
？And how our lives would be without their help？
那或者可能我们会想到说，哎呀，这么辛苦栽培我们孩子，拿到学位而去当传道啊，不是很可惜吗
？Or we may think we spend so much time, educating our sons.Now they have a degree, and then they decided to be a missionary. Isn't that a pity?
那我们不晓得说这个这个 这个西比泰哈的夫人，就是他的，当他听了他的先生这样跟他讲说他的两个儿子跟随了耶稣之后呢，他心中有没有挣扎过？
We didn't know if Zebedee's wife had this kind of struggle.
那但是我们知道的一件事情就是说，最后呢，他愿意让他的两个孩子呢来，他愿意顺服在神的面前呢，愿意让他的两个孩子呢来跟从耶稣。
But we knew that she agreed to submit before the Lord and let her sons follow Jesus.
我想呢，这是非常难能可贵的。
I think it's very valuable.
很多时候呢，我们愿意祷告。
A lot of times we're willing to pray.
我们愿意奉献金钱。
We're willing to give offerings.
但是我们却不愿意把我们最宝贵的这个孩子呢，来献出来给神使用。
But we're not willing to give our most precious sons and daughters for God.
真的，如果说有一天呢，神呼召我们的孩子呢，出来说当传道或者当做宣教士哈，做神的事工。
So if one day Lord called our children to for His ministry,
我们愿意不愿意让他们去被神使用呢
？Are we willing to let them go and work for the Lord？
那么圣经没有记载呢，撒罗米有没有其他的孩子哈
？The Bible didn't say if Salome had other children.
但是肯定的是说，他这样愿意的心呢，是蒙神喜悦的。
But what we can be sure about is for his willing heart, Lord was satisfied.
我们看到他两个儿子呢，后来成为主耶稣很亲密的这个同工哈。
We saw that the two sons of her became very close co-workers with the Lord.
那我想呢，这比他们一生呢当这个渔夫是好得多了。
I think it's way better than if they were fishermen for their whole life.
是不是
？Isn't
如果说当初呢，他们这个西比泰的这个他的这个雅各和这个约翰的这个母亲呢不让他们来跟随耶稣的话，禁止他们的话呢，那你想我们今天有没有这个机会，或者圣经会不会记载他们的这关于他们的事呢？
If she was against it and forbid her sons to follow Jesus, then will we be knowing their names today?
的确，我们今天可能也不会认识他们。
We will not know them.
但是这个撒罗米呢，他愿意让他的两个孩子来跟随耶稣。
So Salome was willing to let her two sons follow Jesus.
那以致呢，今天圣经把他们记载下来哈。
So they're now recorded in the Bible today.
那这是我们要问自己的，就是说我们今天作为基督徒的父母的，我们是否愿意让我们的孩子来跟随主耶稣。
So this is what we should be asking ourselves today as Christian parents. Are we willing to let our children follow Jesus?
那第二呢，我们是否愿意来参与服侍主耶稣呢？
And secondly, are we willing to take a part in serving the Lord?
那么在马太福音呢，记载耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候。
In Matthew, when it records the scene where Jesus got nailed to the cross.
那么马太福音呢，就特别记载有好些妇女呢，当耶稣在加利利的时候呢，就跟随他服侍他。
Matthew recorded especially there are many women served and followed Jesus when he was in Galilee.
这包括这个西比泰的两个儿子的母亲哈。
It includes Zebedee's wife.
我们看到他这些妇女呢是很忠心的，他们一直跟随主呢到各个他的十字架下。
We saw those women are really faithful. They followed Jesus all the way underneath the crossing.
所以在马太福音第二十七章记载说，有好些妇女在哪里远远的观看，他们是从加利利跟随耶稣来服侍他的，内中有莫大拉的玛利亚，又有雅各和耶西的母亲玛利亚，并有西比泰的两个儿子母亲。
Many women were there watching from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for his needs. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and mother of Zebedee's sons.
我们看见到说这个这个撒罗米呢，他也跟随着他的两个儿子呢，来跟随了主。
We saw that Salome followed her two sons in serving the Lord.
虽然他不能够像那十二个门徒一样全时间的来跟随主服侍主。
Like the 12 disciples, she was not following and serving the Lord all full time.
但是呢，她关心并参与主的事工哈。
But she cared about it and took a part in it.
我相信呢，她的参与也给她两个儿子呢一个很大的鼓励。
I believe it's a big encouragement for her sons.
那今天呢，我们看我们作为基督徒父母的，或者甚至你还没有信主的，我们都都把我们的孩子呢带来教会。
So today, Christian parents and some non-Christian parents are bringing their children to the church.
那我们知道说来小孩子来教会是好的。
We know that it is good for children to grow up in church.
他们能够让他们从小的时候就能够学习主的话语。
So they can learn the word of the Lord from when they were young.
那么让他们不至于学坏。
So they may not turn bad in the future.
特别在美国这样的一个社会。
Especially in the society in America.
存在着许多的诱惑或者这个试探。
There is many temptations and trials.
那我想我们把小孩子呢从小把他们带到教会是好的。
So we believe that it is a good thing to bring our children to the church when they were young.
他相信呢他们必蒙神的祝福。
And we believe that they will be blessed.
但是呢我们作为父母的。
But at the same time, we as parents,
我们也应当参与在当中哈。
We should also be a part of it.
真的是我们也能够参与在教会的这个服事当中。
Be a part of the church work.
那能够给我们孩子呢立下一个好的榜样哈。
So we can lay out a good example for our children.
那我相信呢，这对他们来讲呢，也是一个很大的鼓励。
I believe this will be a big encouragement for them as well.
所以我们要思想的第二个就是说，我们是否也参与了愿意参与服侍主呢？
So the second thing we need to think about is, are we willing to take a part in serving the Lord?
那第三呢，我们是否也为孩子祷告？
And thirdly, do we pray for our children?
我想呢，这个撒罗米一生当中最显著的这个事件呢，
I think the most prominent event in Salome's life
就是呢带他两个儿子呢来到主的面前来祈求
is to come before the Lord and request for her two sons
就是说求主呢让他的孩子一个坐在主的右边一个坐在主的左边
So one of her son will be sitting at the right hand side of the Lord and the other on the left
虽然我们有时候看了看这件事情哈，我们不是太能够同意他所做的哈。
Sometimes when we read about the story, we are not agreeing on what she did.
那但是有几点呢，是我们可以学习的。
However, there's still something to learn from it.
第一呢，他就是说，他晓得为他两个儿子来向主来祈求哈。
First of all, she knew to pray for her sons.
那今天呢，我们作为父母的，我们也应当呢为我们的孩子常常为我们的孩子。来到神面前祷告祈求。
Today we should also come before the Lord and pray for our children.
那么特别在我们当中，可能我们孩子还未认识主耶稣基督。
Especially if your children haven't got to know Jesus.
或者呢，他们曾经来过教会，但是如今呢，已经离开了主。
Or they went to church, but now they're far away from the Lord.
那我们都可以。围着他们来祷告祈求
We can pray for them.
还有呢，可能他们已经不在我们身边了，他们到外地工作或者读书。
Or they're not near us. They went to other places for study or work.
我们发现有时候做父母的发现很难跟我们孩子有沟通。
Sometimes we find it very difficult to communicate with our children.
我们也可以求神呢，赐给我们有这个智慧，能够。跟我们孩子呢建立一个密切的关系。
We can pray that God will give us the wisdom so we can establish a close relationship with our children.
我们可以为他们祝福，为他们祈求。
We can bless them and pray for them.
所以这是我们能够向他这个萨罗米来学习的，就天天的能够为着我们的孩子来到祷告。
So this is what we can learn from Salome, is to pray for our children every day.
第二呢，我们也看到说他的祈求呢是具有信心的。
And secondly, we can see that her prayer was with faith.
我们要知道主当时的国还没有降临，还没有成就。
We need to know that the Lord's kingdom was not established at that point in time.
但是他就有这个信心说，当主，能够当主做王的时候，一个坐在主的右边，一个坐在主的左边。
But she was, she had a faith to pray that when Jesus, goes into his kingdom, her two sons will be sitting at his right and left, left side.
那他的信心呢，就好像那同与耶稣同钉在十字架上的那个强盗一样。
Her faith was like the rebel who got nailed to the cross with Jesus.
我们知道说，当这个那个其中一位强盗，当他求主哈纪念他。
We know that one of the rebels prayed that Jesus will remember him.
他向主耶稣祷告说呢，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。耶稣对他说，我是在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
He said to Jesus, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered him, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise.
我们看到这个强盗呢，强盗呢，看到主耶稣的时候，当时主耶稣是钉在十字架上的。
We know that when the rebels saw Jesus, Jesus was nailed to a cross.
那么他什么都没有。
Jesus has nothing.
但是他却有这个信心的眼光，看到这个主呢，将来要降临，他的国要降临。
However, the rebel had a faith to see that Jesus' kingdom will come.
所以他求主来纪念他。
Therefore, he prayed that Jesus will remember him.
他的祈求呢，也蒙主的这个应允。
And Jesus answered his prayer.
所以一个有信心的人呢，是有福的。
So a person with faith is blessed.
就如主耶稣呢，在复活过后向这个多马所说的话。
Just like what Jesus said to Thomas after he is risen.
他说，你因看见了我才信，那没有看见的就信了，就有福了。
He said, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
我相信我们也要存着这个信心呢，为着我们的孩子来祈求。
I believe that we need to pray for our children faithfully.
虽然有时候我们看到我们孩子，我们将为他们祷告这么久了，但是他还没有任何的这个转变。
Though sometimes we will find that the children does not change after a long time of prayer.
我们不应当放弃。
We should not give up.
因为我们相信呢，出于信心的祈求呢，主必答应。
Because we should believe that all faithful prayers will always be answered.
那第三呢，我们也看到说他的这个祈求，他求他两个儿子呢，能够在神的国度呢扮演重要的这个角色。
And thirdly, we see that Salome prayed that her two sons will play important roles in the Lord's kingdom.
那么我们知道他的祈求其实也有根据的哈，主耶稣也说过哈。那么他说呢，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西呢都要加给你们的。
We can see that her request actually is grounded because Jesus said, in Matthew, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well."
我相信呢，当他为他的孩子祈求能够坐在主的右边、主的左边的时候
，I believe when she prayed for her son to be at Lord's right and left hand side.
他不只是为了这个荣耀哈
，It was not just for the glory.
而是让他的两个儿子能够在神的国度呢，能够扮演一个重要的这个角色。
But also that her sons can take on important roles in Lord's kingdom.
那今天我们可以为我们的孩子求什么呢
？So today, what can we pray for our children?
很多时候我们求我们为我们孩子能够叫他们有聪明智慧。
A lot of times we pray for smartness and wisdom.
叫他们能够在这个学业上呢能够学得好。
Or good grades.
或者呢让他们有健康的这个身体等等。
Or healthy body.
那我想这些都是好的。
I think those are all good.
但是呢我们也应当想到说我们也能够为他们来祈求让我们的孩子呢在将来能够在神的国度里面呢能够扮演重要的这个角色。
But at the same time, I believe we should also pray that that our children can take on important roles in Lord's kingdom.
能够对神的国度呢有所贡献。
And they can make contributions to the Lord's kingdom.
最后我们来看一下就是说我们看这个撒罗米的请求有没有蒙主的应允呢
And lastly, let's see if her prayer was answered.
那么耶稣讲回答他说呢耶稣说我所喝的杯你们必要喝只是坐在我的左右不是 我可以赐的乃是我父为谁预备的就是给谁
Jesus said,You will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father.
那我们不晓得将来呢，谁会坐在主的左右边。
We have no idea who will be sitting on left and right side of Jesus.
因为这个主耶稣在这里说，乃是我父为谁预备的，就是给谁。
Because Jesus said,these places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father.
但我们知道呢，似乎呢，主耶稣以另外一个方式呢来应允他的所求的哈。
But we knew that it seems that God answered her prayer in another way.
我们知道后来他的两个儿子呢。
We know that later on her two sons.
这雅各呢，在十二个使徒当中呢，成为最早为主殉道的。
James became the first to sacrifice for the to die for the for Jesus among the 12 disciples.
那圣经这样记载呢？那时希律王下手苦害教会几个人，用刀杀了约翰的哥哥雅各。
In the Bible, it's written it was about this time that King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church.Intending to persecute them, James, the brother of John, put to death with this.
雅各呢，成为了这个十二个使徒当中最早呢，为主殉道的。
So James was the first to die for Jesus among the 12 disciples.
但我们看到他的哥哥啊，他的弟弟呢，约翰哈。
However, we saw his brother John.
却是在十二个门徒当中呢，活得最久的一位。
John lived the longest among the 12 disciples.
那根据教会的这个传说呢，他是唯一的这个使徒呢，没有为主殉道的。
According to church tradition, he's the only disciple who did not die for the Lord.
那我据说呢，他活了100岁哈，才安然的去世。
It is said that he died after he was 100 years old.
所以我们看到说，神似乎用另外一个方式来应允这个撒罗米的这个祈求哈，让他的孩子一个呢最早的殉道，一个呢在十二城又活得最久的。
So we can see that the Lord seemed to answer Salome's prayer in another way. One of her sons was the first to sacrifice for the Lord, and her other son lived the longest.
所以今天当我们为我们孩子祈求的时候。
So today when we pray for our children,
我们有时候我们也要预备心，有时神未必呢会按照我们所祈求的来成就。
We need to prepare our hearts and understand that the Lord may not answer our prayer exactly the way we ask for it.
但是我们相信呢，他所成就的必定是按照他的这个最好的这个旨意。
But we need to believe that what he does is according to his perfect will.
那并且呢，我们看到神的所应允我们的，往往呢是超乎我们所想所求的。
And we can see that it's oftentimes exceeding our expectations.
那我相信撒罗米当时他来这样来求耶稣的时候，他没有不会想到说他的两个孩子呢，一个会最早殉道， 另外一个能够活得最久了。
I believe that Salome didn't know that one of her sons would be the first to die for Jesus, and the other would live the longest.
那我们都不晓得我们的孩子将来会怎样。
We don't know what will happen to our children in the future.
那一般人会说
，A lot of people may say,
那不要对我们的孩子有太大的这个期望哈。
Don't have high expectations for your children.
啊，免得我们的失望呢越大。
And then you will not be disappointed.
但是我们要晓得哈。
However, we should know.
如果我们只是为做我们自己啊。来祈求的话呢，我们必定会是如此。
If we hope or expect for our own benefits, it's very easy that it's very easy that it will be too high.
但是如果我们的期望呢是为做神
，But if we have expectations for God's purpose,
为做神的这个旨意或者为做神的国度哈
，For the Lord's kingdom.
我相信呢，神必会保守祝福他们。
I believe that Lord will protect and bless our children.
那我们今天我们作为父母的
，And today we as parents,
我们也要在我们孩子面前呢有好的这个榜样。
We need to be good examples before our children.
我们盼望、期望我们的孩子能够爱主。
If we hope that our children will love Lord,
能够跟随主，能够服侍主。
And follow him and serve him.
那么我们自己也要先爱主，跟随主，服侍主。
Then we need to love the Lord, follow him and serve him by ourselves first.
那最后呢，我要提醒一下，在这里作为做儿女的。
And I want to also remind the sons and daughters among us here.
那么圣经呢，教导我们做儿女的怎样来对待我们的这个父母。
The Bible taught us how to interact with our parents.
那第一呢，就是很明显的，就是这要孝敬我们的父母。
The first is very apparent is that we need to honor our parents.
那在以弗所书呢，第六章第一节到第三节说，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的这个诫命。
In Ephesians chapter 6, it says, Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth.
所以我们今天做儿女的，我们要在主里面呢，听从，孝敬我们的这个父母。
So today, we need to obey our parents in the Lord.
那特别圣经里面强调，就是说你这样做呢，你要得福，并且在世长寿，这是第一条再应许的这个诫命。
And the Bible strengthened and made it the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth.
那可能很多人读到这一节经文的时候
，many reading upon this scripture.
那是不是真的就是说孝敬父母的人呢就会活得久一点呢在这个世上或者比较会长寿
May wonder if it's actually true that those who honor their parents will live longer.
那当然我们没有这一方面的统计，就是说那些孝敬父母的人会活得比那不孝敬父母的人长久。
We don't have stats on this.
但是有一点可以肯定的是说
But we can be sure is
那与父母关系不好的人
Those without a good relationship with their parents
或者呢不晓得来孝敬父母的人，
Or don't know how to honor their parents
是不会蒙主祝福的
Will not be blessed by the Lord
是不会蒙主喜悦的
Or the Lord will not be satisfied
那相反的一个小的孝敬父母的人
And on the contrary, someone who knows to honor his or her parents
与父母关系好的人
You know, good relationship with them
他们必定是会蒙主祝福的
He will be blessed by the Lord
所以这是第一点我们做儿女的圣经很清楚教导我们说我们要孝敬我们的父母
So this is the first point for as children, the Bible clearly taught us that we need to honor our parents.
另外呢, 圣经也教导说, 我们要使我们的父母欢喜。
And secondly, the Bible also taught us to make our parents rejoice.
那么箴言书23章那里告诉我们说, 你要使父母欢喜, 是生你的快乐。
In Proverbs chapter 23, it says, May your father and mother rejoice. May she who gave you birth be joyful.
那我们今天怎样使我们的父母欢喜呢?
So today, how can we make our parents joyful?
那可以说在消极这一方面呢?
On the passive side,
我们不要做任何一件事情是会令我们的父母伤心的。
Let us not do things that will break our parents' hearts.
那在积极方面呢?
And on active side,
那我们特别如果说我们已经信了主的,
especially if we are Christians,
我们要遵行神的话语,
we need to follow the word of the Lord,
能够过一个荣耀神, 能够对人有益的这个生活,
and live a life that honors the Lord and benefits the people around us,
能够令我们的父母呢欢喜,
that way we can make our parents rejoice.
那如果我们的父母还没有信主的话,
if our parents have not yet got to know God,
我们也能够围着他们来祷告,
we can also pray for them,
能够需要神的灵能够感动他们,
so the Spirit of God would move them,
让他们有一天呢, 也能够跟我们一样的来信靠主,
so they will trust and obey God like us every day.
那可能你父母呢，如果你还没有不信主的这个父母,
if you have parents who are not Christians yet,
当你信了主的时候, 你跟他们讲你是基督徒, 你信了主,
when you become a Christian and tell them about it,
可能呢, 他们会因着这件事情呢, 感到, 难过或者伤心,
maybe they will be disappointed or sad by that.
那但是呢, 至终呢, 我们相信呢, 当他们能够明白, 当他们自己本身也能够有一天能够来信靠主的时候,
but we believe that one day they will understand,
那么他们会明白, 他们也会, 欢喜,
and they will rejoice as well.
所以今天呢, 我们做儿女的, 我们要记得两件事情, 就是我们要孝敬我们的父母。
So today, as children, we need to remember two things. One is to honor our parents.
我们要使我们的父母欢喜。
And we need to make them rejoice.
的确，我们想念到我们的父母呢，养育我们都不容易。
When we think about how they bring us up, it was not easy.
我们不应当呢，做一些令他们伤心难过的事情。
Let us not do things that will break their hearts.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我满心感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
赐给我们每一位都有父母。
For giving us parents.
能够来养育, 能够来, 教导我们。
That can teach us.
我们围着他们, 的确来感谢你。
We thank you for them.
天父啊, 在可能在我们当中, 还有一些我们的父母还未认识你的。
Lord, some of us, our parents have not got to know you.
我们也恳求天父你自己来恩待来怜悯。
We pray that your grace will be upon them.
让他们有一天也能够来认识你,来信靠你。
So they will one day come to you, know you and follow you.
也恳求天父你自己也恩待帮助我们今天做父母的。
Lord, we also pray that you will help us parents here.
让我们也能够为我们孩子立下一个好的榜样。
That we can lay out a good example for our children.
让我们孩子也能够跟随我们一样的来爱你。
So our children can follow a path in loving you.
来跟随你。
Following you.
来服侍你。
And serving you.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们将祷告祈求乃是奉靠主耶稣圣名求的。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.